It's Pride Month, and we're highlighting a special archive that's been curated in Milwaukee's River West neighborhood for the past 15 years. It's called the Queer Zine Archive Project, or QZAP. Zines are typically small, self-published magazines with a limited circulation, covering certain topics or communities. The zines housed in the River West Archive are written by LGBTQ folks or focus on a wide variety of LGBT issues. WUWM's Mayan Silver reports.
Milo Miller is one of the co-founders of QZAP, the Queer Zine Archive Project. I met them at the River West flat that houses the archives. Miller showed off some of the zines in the collection, including one published in the 1990s by a group of rock music fans called the Gay Metal Society. Miller described the Chicago-based group while taking a zine out of a protective plastic covering.
This is a newsletter of guys who are super into metal, and they talk about going to big concerts and hanging out in the parking lot and smoking pot and, you know, picking up guys and, like, just as much as a straight metalhead would do.
Miller says it's important to preserve zines like this because the Gay Metal Society helped shatter misconceptions about gay men and music.
If you looked at music press of the time, Rolling Stone or Spin, they're not going to talk about a group of gay metalheads.
Miller says some of the zines in the collection date back to the early 1970s. Archive co-founder Chris Wild says the collection provides a window into major events in modern history, like the 1990 Gay Pride March in New York City, and gatherings of activist communities like those who occupied Wall Street.
And that's one of the, I think, most powerful. I'm a historian by my education. And to me, that's the primary documents and the things that people create themselves to mark their own time in the world are the most powerful historical documents of all.
Milo Miller adds the collection also houses zines filled with do-it-yourself information or silly subjects.
We have a zine that is one of my favorites called Interview with a Zombie, stuff that is punk or DIY, you know, zines about how to fix your bicycle tires, or, you know, we've got a bunch of cook zines, which are basically like cookbooks, but they're in zine format, you know, so how to make vegan mac and cheese or whatever.
Today, the Queer Zine Archive Project has more than 2,500 zines and an international reputation. The big collection had a humble start in Miller and Wild's River West flat. Wild explains.
So what started off as a desk in the corner of our dining room ended up with then two file cabinets, became four file cabinets, became five file cabinets. Imagine that in the 10 by 15 foot dining room.
Wild says that as the collection grew, the couple moved it to a vacant apartment downstairs. They renovated the space to include the archives, a study area, and fold-out futon sleeping quarters. Wild says visitors from all over the country have stayed there, helping to maintain the archive or doing research about the collection. He jokes about how the QZAP residency is different from others.
A lot of archives typically are, you know, you sit in a room and people bring things to you from Hollinger boxes and they make you put on white gloves. And we're here, we're sort of the opposite, where we're sort of maybe sequined glove archive, where we invite people to just be themselves and be comfortable.
While zines date back to the 1970s, they exploded in the 1980s and 90s. They were big in the punk scene and in the feminist Riot Girl movement. Milo Miller says after the internet revolution of the past few decades, zine sharing evolved. In part, that's because the web made it easier for like-minded people to connect. Also, some places that distributed zines, like record stores and independent bookstores, closed their doors. But Miller says Milwaukee still has a zine scene, and Miller and Wild continue to collect them from all over the world. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.